Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club. An amazing night last night.
Kurt Suzuki, see you later! The Nats have won it! 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth! And now, everyone dances!
The Nats scored 7 runs in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets only got 1 out in the bottom of the ninth. And if you were watching it like I was, and this kid was up at bat, you just knew that was going to happen. Let's bring in Mike Kozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Did you watch that at all?
I shut it off the top of the ninth inning when it was 10-4. I went back to watching Deadliest Catch.
Mike, I turned it on by purely because I went to check the Major League Baseball Network to see other scores, and they were looking in at the game right when that happened. But so I saw the first couple of pitches to this kid, and then when I saw there was only 1 out, I said to myself, they're going to do this. They're going to lose this.
That's the worst loss I can remember in any baseball game that I can remember. 10-4, top of the ninth inning. You lose 11-10?
When you have 1 out. When you have 1 out.
I don't care how many outs there were. You're up 10-4. Yeah. You can't win that. A three-legged dog could pitch themselves out of that inning.
It was
I mean, if you brought in a minor league infielder and just had him throw floaters in, they might hit 3 or 4 homers, but you're going to get 3 outs before that. Holy mackerel. I was, like I said, I flipped the channel and I got a text from my friend said, the Mets season's over. I'm like, what are you talking about? I flipped back to the station and I see they lost 11-10. I'm like, how can this possibly happen?
Now, you know baseball and you've been on baseball teams. This could be the crushing blow.
They're done. Yeah. They're finished. They're definitely done. The Cubs won last night. The Mets got embarrassed. They lost another game in the standings to the Cubs, but more importantly, they're demolished after this game. I was watching the top of the ninth inning, and the announcers were finally saying, these are the most runs that DeGrom ever got. That they usually get him nothing, and they got him a 10-4 lead tonight, and he's going to get another, finally going to get a win where they scored a lot of runs, and they changed the channel, and then the floor fell out.
Pretty amazing.
Holy smoke.
Now, I actually stayed there because then they went to the Red Sox game. Red Sox, bottom of the ninth, down 6-4. They get a run down 6-5. There's 2 outs.
But 5-4 maybe, not 6. They lost 6-5.
Yeah, pardon me. So they were down. They were down 6-5 when they scored that run in the bottom of the ninth. And there was 2 outs, but they had men on base. They had men on second base. And they had their hitting is outstanding, but Minnesota struck out. I forget who was at bat, but that was an exciting game to watch at the end. Wow is all I can say. By accident, I saw two incredible ends of the game.
That was terrible. Yeah. But remember what we were saying about the Astros?
Yeah.
Well, now they lost their center fielder, Springer. He ran into a wall last night, so you don't know what's up with him, but he had to leave the game. They lost Springer. They lost Correa, their shortstop. So, like I said, you got to see what happens. They lost two big players in their lineup, and for them to win, if these guys don't come back, it's going to be real, real hard.
Well, they've got a month. They've got, what, about a month to come back. So
they got about a month, yeah. But... you know, there's no minor leagues now, so they can't go down to rehab. They can't do anything like that. And they're two vital cogs in their offense. Springer was tearing up the ball. He was in running for MVP this year the way he was playing. But now, last night, running into a wall, they're going to be real careful with him because they want to make sure he comes back 100%. So those are two big losses for the Astros. But they don't compare to the loss last night for the Mets.
Now, I was watching the Yankee game. I didn't watch it right off the bat. I guess I joined it about the third inning. And this is no lie, Mike. The Yankees are batting in the bottom of the third inning. And what does Michael Kay say? What does he
start? About the home run streak or winning streak or something.
He started talking about the home run streak.
Not
about the home run streak. About the score, you know, always scoring a run. Always, you know how the Yankees were blank for the first time in 200 and some odd games the game before. I thought I was well past that because, you know, hey.
No, they can't go past that. They talk about 27 rings all the time, but problem is they've only gotten one in the last 19 years.
So it was.
That's the biggest propaganda network east of Al Jazeera.
So by the time I had turned it on, it was 2-0. What's his name? Had hit a 2-run home run.
But then they played a bad team last night.
The Rangers,
they have no lineup. I mean, they're playing. If you look through their lineup, it's a disaster.
But when I turned the game,
it is who it is.
Yeah, when I turned the game on, I think it was the third or fourth inning. The Yankees hit 3 home runs in a row.
I mean, they started Edison Volquez last night. He went 1 inning. That just about says enough that you need to know about the Texas Rangers. But Paxton pitched really well. It was probably the best game he pitched all year. He went 7 innings, only gave up 1 hit against the Double-A team. He struck out 12 guys, but put that all aside about who he was playing against. His stuff looked real good. Yeah. He had a lot of cut to his breaking ball. His cutter was good. He had good location on his fastball. That was the best game he pitched all year, and they're going to need it with Chocolate Chip being out with his bad knee.
Well, that was another thing the Yankee announcers were talking about. And finally, who's the catcher that used to be on San Diego, was on the team? He said, listen, there's no way that the Yankees are going to take him off the disabled list for the World Series. They're just not going to.
Who, Chubby Checker?
Yeah.
No. He'll throw a temper tantrum. He'll probably eat like nine boxes of chicken or something. You know, he'll disrupt the chicken population.
So it was an interesting night in baseball to take a look at it. But boy, that Mets game was just a crusher.
I can't remember any game where somebody came back that big in the ninth inning. I can't remember anything. And like you said, they did it all with just getting one out.
One out. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who's pitching for the Mets? What's going on?
That kid came in. That what's his name?
I don't care if a blind kid came in and pointed him toward home plate.
It was terrible.
He
tried to put 3 fastballs at 100 miles an hour past this guy. He fouled off 2 of them, and the third one, he just hit to the upper deck.
You know, like I'm looking at the box score now because I didn't watch the inning. They used 3 pitchers. They only got 1 out. They gave up 7 hits. No walks, no strikeouts. But guess what? The inning before that, Seth Lugo put him down 1-2-3 on 10 pitches.
Yeah.
I guess Seth Lugo couldn't throw another 10 pitches, huh?
It's just amazing. It's just amazing.
The manager should be fired this morning. I don't care what they say. He should be fired this morning because there's no reason in the world to take Seth Lugo out yesterday after pitching 1 inning on 10 pitches and nobody reached base. None. Zero. And his defense is going to be, well, these guys should do the job. Yeah, they should do the job, but you know what? You should have enough of common sense that if a guy's getting people out, leave him in. Maybe if this happens more, people will start to do that. And then the great one that they got from Seattle with Cano, he didn't register an out. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned with a dinger, 10 pitches. So there's the tale of 2 pitchers. Seth Lugo threw 10 pitches and got 3 outs. Diaz threw 10 pitches and gave up 2 runs.
Yeah. And it's funny because Paxton ended up, the Yankees pitched him, even though he had 120 pitches, they pitched him right into the eighth inning.
I don't think he had 120 pitches.
Yeah, very close to it. Yeah, very close to it.
I don't even think he threw 100. He threw 95 pitches yesterday.
Wow. Well, anyways, they left him in at least anyways to the eighth inning, which was, thank God.
He went 7. He went 7 innings.
Yeah.
And then they brought another kid in the pitch 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and he gave up a run on 2 hits, yeah. Giving up a home run there, too.
Yeah. But anyways, that's major league.
Paxton, that is the best game he pitched all year for the Yankees.
Yeah. All right. What else? Where else do we want to go in sports?
That was enough.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, so like you said, the Red Sox won yesterday, so you could stick a fork in them, stick a fork in the Mets.
No, I mean the Red Sox lost yesterday, yeah.
We'll see if Cleveland can catch Minnesota. It's going to be tough, but we'll see if that can happen. And the more and more you look at it, the National League, even with the contenders or the pretenders or whatever you want to call them, it looks like the Cubs and the Nationals are going to be the two teams that are going to be playing in the play-in game.
That'll be fun to watch the rest of the season with a month to go. All right, I guess that's it, Mike.
We'll be back tomorrow.
We will. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.